Shabbos, Perchof Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ha'evin shal piachav is a stone that's on top of a barrel of wine. Mata al tzidav hinoifel. So you just turn the wine to the side and have the stone fall off. This is the most preferable way to get rid of the item that's muksi. Now that I handle the stone itself, you turn the vessel that the stone is resting on, and that's tiltum and atzad, litzarech something that's mutter, which is litzarech the wine. That's the reason you're doing this. Now we're dafka dealing with a case, the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, that you forgot the stone on top of the barrel. However, if you placed it there purposely, then the barrel becomes a basis ledavar ha'aser. Now, even though there's wine inside the barrel, so maybe one would say that it's a basis ledavar ha'aser and also davar ha'mutter, so Reb Kiveger brings the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos, I believe, that since the stone is on top of the vessel that has the wine inside of it, so you wouldn't consider the vessel as a base for the wine and the stone, because l'maisa, the stone is the only thing that's really on top of both of these items. So it would be a problem if he put it there purposely. Therefore, we're dafka dealing with a case where he forgot. Because if you would have put it there purposely and remembered, then it would be a basis and it would be usr even to do this and to turn it to the side. Because a basis l'davara usr in many ways is the most machmer case of muksa. Next case, haisa bein achavios. If this stone was on a pitcher that was amongst other pitchers, so it's not easy to just turn it to the side, because if you turn it, the Rav explains, the stone would fall and break other pitchers. Magbia, so you do the next best thing, is you raise the pitcher with the stone on it. Umata al-tzida, and then you turn it to the side when you're away from the other pitchers. Vihinai falls, and then it falls off. Similarly, ma'os sha'alakar, if you have money that's on a pillow, noris akar vahinoiflos. So you shake off the pillow, and then it falls off. And the Rav says over here, the Dafka again, where you forgot the money there, Erev Shabbos. But if you put it there with Kavana, it would be a basis, and you would not be allowed to move it, and you also wouldn't be allowed to shake it off. Because Tiltul Menatzad does not work by a basis L'davar Aser. Haisa Lav Lishleshes, if this pillow has something dirty on it, like the Rav explains, some kind of spit or excrement, something falls on it like that. Mikancha b'smartut, so you can wipe it with a rag, but the Rav explains, but you cannot pour water on it, because pouring water on a beged, because this is a beged, any type of soaking water on a beged is its laundering, and it would be malabin. And a stam pillow is usually made out of a beged. So you wipe it with a rag, and the Tiferes Zol explains, but make sure that when you're wiping it, you shouldn't press as you're wiping it, because we're afraid that if you're pressing hard, it may squeeze out the rag. Hoysa shal or, but if this pillow was made out of leather, noisna lehamayim achatichla. So leather has a different din. On leather, the Mishnah says you can pour water on it until the dirty excrement or whatever's on there comes off. And the Rav explains that leather is not the same as other materials, cloths, like wool and linen, and just pouring water, and l'chor even soaking the leather, that's not called melabin. The only melabin, though, he says, by leather would be when you actually use water and do kibus mamish, which would be to rub it in, or rub the leather against each other while the water's there. That would be kibus by leather. But stam pouring on, like the Mishnah talks about, to get rid of this thing, that's mutter.